We begin this morning with the theme of Joshua as he began well, and we saw how he did that in many ways. And this afternoon we considered him as one who continued well, and we looked at some selected portions, not everything that could have been looked at, but some selected portions. Now we're looking at the end of his life, and as the caption says, he ended well. How nice to see an example in Scripture of one who began well, continued well, and ended well. And how vital that is, a life of consistency. He was not a perfect man. We didn't discuss his mistake he made with the Gibeonites, but even so, for the most part, this is a man given to us as an example of a life lived completely devoted to the Lord. You know, some start out well. Remember Saul? He started out well. But how did he end? Not well. Not well. And some start poorly, like Jacob. But how did he end? He ended well. Well, the Lord would encourage us with Joshua in ending well. Ending well. And as we've looked at these passages, we see Joshua recognizing that the Lord was going to take him home to be with him, and making preparations for that. What a diligent man he was. And he reviews the history, in a sense, of the people, but most importantly, the Lord and his faithfulness. He was so consumed with bringing glory to the Lord in his life that when he looks back, he can see what God did. And he would talk about the past, not in what he achieved, his accomplishments, and the glory that perhaps he rightly could claim, but rather he spoke about the Lord. What a wonderful example to us of ending well, full of experiences that brought glory to God. And he could remind the people. And he didn't have to just go back to Exodus 17. He could go back even when the people were delivered out of Egypt with Moses. And he saw God's hand in that while he was alive during his life. And yet he was not in prominence at that point. And he could go back and talk about the Lord. How wonderful it is to hear an older saint when they're coming near the point where they may depart, and they're talking about the Lord. And they're talking about the Lord's faithfulness. And they have no regrets, as we said. Moses had no regrets. Joshua had no regrets. He could look back on a life full of service. The best was yet to come. Our best life is not now. It's to come. And he could look back and review what God did. In addition to that, he would want the people, after he passed on, to remain faithful. This was his focus in these words. It wasn't enough, like Hezekiah, well, in my days there'll be peace, and after that, it's not my concern. No, not like Hezekiah. But instead, I'm concerned about that next generation. Are we concerned about the next generation? Are we concerned? Are we investing, as our brother said, in our fellow believers? It's one thing to be an attendant of the Lord, but also to be a servant to one another, to invest in one another, invest in the next generation. So he exhorts. And that's a strong word. You know, look it up in the dictionary, exhort. It's a strong plea. You know, be faithful. Remember the Lord, how faithful he was to us. We never lacked a thing. You know, just at that experience when the food stopped with the manna, why, God already had provided what would be needful in replacing it with the old corn of the land. Immediately, there was no lack. And this was one of many examples. They were claiming the land, the inheritance that God had intended for them. And we noted that after he passed away into the presence of the Lord, just to note that in verse 31, that generation that he exhorted and publicly confess that they would follow the Lord, remain faithful. There was a legacy of Joshua's faith passed on to that next generation. What a wonderful thing to see, that his faithfulness would be passed along in that very next generation. So may we run the race. And as the Apostle Paul could look back and seeing God's hand, I remember the event when he was going back to Jerusalem, and he was warned, don't go back to Jerusalem. You're going to be arrested. But he insisted, I must go back. And along that way, he stopped off where Philip lived. Remember, he stopped off where Philip lived. And what Philip has four daughters that prophesy. Philip is an evangelist. And we can just imagine the conversation. Paul nearing the end of that journey, and he's saying, you know, I've been led of God. I've been led of the Spirit. And Philip could say, I know what you're talking about. I've been led of the Spirit too. And in the presence of Luke, who is used of the Spirit of God to record the book of Acts, he could tell that experience of that Ethiopian eunuch to Paul, in his presence of Paul. And both of them, older brothers now, could look back and say, wow, see what the Lord has done? And to have that. So the Lord would encourage us, if we're young, to live such a life that when we're older, we can look back and see all these things the Lord has done for us, his perfect ways, his perfect timing, lacking nothing. God is faithful. And to enjoy that rather than a life full of, I wish I lived differently. I wish I served more. I wish I was more faithful to the meetings. I wish I prayed more. I wish I gave more. Rather than regrets, to look back and be able to say, the Lord led me all the way. So may the Lord encourage us as we go into this last section.